hosted not just a preschool, but a Head Start program. And one day, the first day of school, I happened to be walking in behind two little African-American children, two little boys, one about three, one about four. And they were at the back of the line, different lines. And there was a look on their faces. What have we got ourselves into? And the little one looked at the other one. And there was a look of anguish on his face. And the other one looked back and just gave him a smile of reassurance. It's going to be okay. And as they came to the hallway and one column went left and one column went right, these two little boys stretched out their hands toward each other. They didn't touch, but there was a sermon before my eyes, because a power of love and reassurance, it's going to be all right, leaped from one finger to the other like energy leaps across the synapses in our nerves. One went one way and one went the other, both knowing it was going to be okay. A sermon happened before that jostling crowd, but no one noticed it. Jesus was headed to the leader of the synagogue, Jairus, to heal his deathly ill daughter, and the crowd was so interested to see if he could actually do this. They didn't notice this woman who had been suffering the issue of blood for 12 years, and because of that was considered an outcast, defiled, unclean. But she had mingled with the crowd and managed to sneak up surreptitiously and touch the fringe of Jesus' garment. And immediately, an invisible bond formed between them. Power issued forth from our Lord into that unclean, unhealthy woman, and suddenly she felt the power of healing. And Jesus stops amidst the crowd to ask the question, "Who touched me?" And Peter, who is the master of stating the obvious, said, "Lord, how can you ask that question? We're all getting bounced around here." She said, "No, someone touched me. I felt the power." And this woman knows that she is not a hidden creature. And she comes forth and she falls before Jesus, and Jesus sees the pain upon her face, the anguish in her soul. And he says to her, "My dear, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." She vanishes from the scriptures. We never hear of her again, and yet we know an invisible bond would have been established between Jesus and that woman of faith. Some years ago, an Anglican priest and his wife were beaten to death in their beds by intruders. It was a brutal, heinous crime, and the whole town turned out for their funeral, aghast that something like this could happen in their community. And a professor in a nearby town knew the Anglican priest a little bit and decided to come and honor him. And as she's watching the liturgy, participating in the communion, at the end of the communion, there is this wonderful hymn, and she looks down front, and there is a man dressed in his suit, and he's singing "For All He Is Worth." And the professor realized this was their son. And she realized that an invisible bond had been established between the brokenness of the bread and the brokenness of this man's loved ones. The spilling of the wine and the spilling of their blood. The brokenness of Christ reached out to the brokenness of his heart and had established an invisible bond. And he was singing for all he was worth. When you come to this table, we come with a spirit of expectation that the crucified but risen Christ is stretching his hand out to us, seeking to establish that invisible bond. Our Lord is saying to us, come to this table in your anguish. Come in your pain. Come in your alienation. Come in your confusion. Come in your estrangement. Come. Come, and may your faith make you whole. Go in peace. When we come to this table, we need to understand our Lord is stretching out to us, trying to establish a bond with us, trying to offer us consolation and power, trying to offer us the strength of peace. Our Lord seeks to gather us around him and allow us to feel the invisible bond of his love in our lives. And as he does so, he calls us to reach out to those around us in the community of faith and feel the invisible bonds that exist between brothers and sisters in Christ. We sing this morning that old hymn, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. That song is talking about invisible bonds. Do we feel them? Do we treasure them? Do we feel, as we reach out our hands unto each other, an invisible bond, a faith and hope and love and reassurance? Do we feel the peace that comes from believers gathering together? When we gather around this table, we're meant to reach toward the Christ, knowing that Christ is reaching toward us. And we're meant to reach toward each other and feel across the synapse of our fingers to each other the bonds of faith and love. May our testimony be, as we leave this table, go in peace. Our faith has made us whole. Hear these words first in Southern America. For I received from the Lord, but I also delivered to you that the Lord Jesus, the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
وفيما هم يأكلون أخذ يسوع الخبز وكسر وأعطى التلاميذ وقال هذا خذوا كلوا هذا هو جسدي. وأخذ الكأس وشكر وأعطاهم قائلا اشربوا منها كلكم لأن هذا هو دمي الذي للعهد الجديد الذي يسفك من أجل الكثيرين لمغفرة الخطايا. وأقول لكم إني من الآن لا أشرب من نتائج الكرم هذا إلى ذلك اليوم حين أشربه معكم جديدا في ملكوت أبي.
Ich habe es von dem Herrn empfangen, das ich euch gegeben habe. Denn der Herr Jesus in der Nacht, da er verraten ward, nahm das Brot, dankte und brach's und sprach, nehmet, esset, das ist mein Leib, der für euch gebrochen wird. Solches tut zu meinem Gedächtnis. Desselbigen gleichen auch den Kelch nach dem Abendmahl und sprach, dieser Kelch ist das neue Testament in meinem Blut. Solches tut, so oft ihr es trinket, zu meinem Gedächtnis. Denn so oft ihr von diesem Brot esset und von diesem Kelch trinket, sollt ihr des Herrn Tod verkündigen, bis das er kommt.
Kyunki ye baat mujhe khudavan se ponchi, aur maine tumko bhi poncha, khudavan yesu जिस रात को पकड़वाया जाया और शुक्र करके तोड़ी और कहा ये मेरा बदन है जो तुम्हारे लिए है मेरी यादगारी के वास्ते यही किया करो इसी तरह उसने खाने के बाद प्याला भी लिया और कहा ये मेरा प्याला है मेरे खून में नया अहद और जब कभी पियो मेरी यादगारी के लिए यही किया करो क्योंकि जब कभी तुम ये रोटी खाते और इस प्याले में से पीते तो खुदावन की मौत के इजहार करते हो जब तक वो न आए
Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús, la noche que fue entregado, tomó pan, y habiendo dado gracias, lo partió y dijo, tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es partido, haced esto en memoria de mí. Asimismo, tomó también la copa, después de haber cenado, diciendo, Esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto todas las veces que bebiereis en memoria de mí. Porque todas las veces que comiereis este pan y bebiereis esta copa, la muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que venga.
Ya te llegó parelava apotonquirio acrivos equino to opio Quesas paredosa, oti diladi, o Kyrios Iisus ti nichta, pu itan na paradothi, pire psomi, ke afu evcharistise, to ekopse ke ipe, parte, fate, afto ine to soma mu, pu thisiazete ya charisas, afto na kanete se anamnisi mu, Παρόμοια πήρε και το ποτήρι μετά το δείπνο και είπε «Αυτό το ποτήρι είναι η Καινή Διαθήκη που επικυρώνεται με το αίμα μου. Αυτό να κάνετε κάθε φορά που πίνετε στην ανάμνησή μου. Γιατί βέβαια κάθε φορά που τρώτε το ψωμί αυτό και πίνετε τούτο το ποτήρι, το θάνατο του Κυρίου διακηρύτεται μέχρι που να ξανάρθει.
I invite you now to partake of the Lord's table. You have heard the words of invitation spoken in a variety of tongues, but they all say the same thing. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you're invited to participate. I always remind you, it's not Dr. Krimmer's table. It's not even the table of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us all. And anyone who would claim him as Christ, anyone who would claim him as Savior and Lord, is invited to participate as family together.